Previously on A Bennett Affair.
Get off that girl's titty, boy. You ain't no baby.
Uncle Chuck fusses around the yard, not caring who overhears him. Rihanna's belly vibrates vigorously on my chest with each chuckle. I could have sworn this moment between wifey and I would be in solitude. I relaxed as she used her hands and her talented mouth to shut me up and wear me out. Before I could even think about returning the favor, my favorite gift and greatest blessing to date was already softly snoring, like I was the one that granted her an unbelievable orgasm.
Rage on that beat, going crazy.
Sebastian. Ocean views expand beyond the horizon, setting the tone amongst us brothers. Sean sits in deep reflection, gazing out the sea. Benji props a leg on the propane fire table, staring at the sky as the football goes up and down into his grasp.
You hear me, Sebastian?
My dad rattles, pulling me from my own thoughts with his question. I'm happy we're on the phone, so he can't see my face. Yeah, the office is set and ready to go. Nothing left here for me to do, really. Since partnering with the firm, my responsibilities quadrupled overnight, going from one assistant to three, all juggling a different part of my life. The most significant change in my career is the transition to open an office in LA. It's been a possibility for years, finally coming to fruition when my dad noticed me frequenting the West Coast.
What do you mean, son?
You say it as if you're not going to stay put there. I'm not in the headspace to make final decisions, yet this man demands an answer to my future plans. Sean tips his head with a deadpan expression, also waiting for a response. We already here living, Dad. Granted, it's only been 2 months. I bury my body into the pillow, getting comfortable on the upper deck. Everything seemed cool until the whole shutdown with this virus. Quarantining from the main home is a problem.
How's that so?
Your mother and I are well and able. Summer and Savion wants or needs for nothing. I stop him there. You say that as if that makes things better. Initially, I had a sit-down with Nelson and Rain, coming to an agreement to keep the kids during the summer. Throughout the year, I would make sure to see them monthly. Even though Imani and I reside on the West Coast, my home in Georgia still exists. Living bi-coastal is a dream of Imani's, and it aligns with my goals, so we made it happen. All I'm saying is, somewhere in my gut, I feel uneasy not being able to be with the kids when I want. We have no clue how long this will last, or even the stipulations that are about to happen. The line is silent. Knowing my dad, he's collecting his thoughts. Benji sits up, playing an imaginary violin, but he always teasing. Sean pulls out a handkerchief, wiping away fake tears from his face. They don't get under my skin as easily as they used to. But this isn't funny. Missing out on my kids' life still affects me. I don't mean to sound sappy, but damn, I love those kids. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't thank God daily for my blessings. The twins are perfect.
I can't argue with you. Those are valid concerns.
Whatever you decide, I'll support it. Either way, the office will run without an issue, whether you're there or not. My dad doesn't mean it. Though I prefer you. Your eyes, your thoughts, your decisions. I trust you with my life, Bash.
I don't know what for. I'm the one that answers all of your phone calls.
Benji sprouts up, acting like the baby he is in the family. Oh, son, you know I'm fully aware that you got my back. It's that damn Sean that I'm afraid of. He's that one kid that'll probably have my ass in the nursing home. We bellow heartedly. The speakerphone is serving us life amid so much uncertainty. Flush-faced, tight lips, and a contorted face is all Sean could muster. They are close. Sean and Dad have a relationship resembling brothers rather than father and son, with many ups and downs. Still, they are stable and very open about every aspect of their life. Sean hates the fact Dad calls him out on his BS, never failing to tell Sean the truth whether it hurts or not. I tell you what, Dad, I'm gonna show you better than I can tell you, Sean states, pouring shots into the glass. He's annoyed. All right. Come get your butt beat. Don't forget who put you on this earth. Dad stops as Mom chimes in.
You two hush. I need some love from my boys, too. I haven't heard from any of you since I got home.
You just left, Mom, Sean counters. The bickering continues, ending the call with a much-needed laugh full of love. My family. Our bromance stretches into the beachside home that houses Imani and me until we find that perfect home to accommodate our growing family.
Bruh, is that dolphins?
Benji moves away from the kitchen sink into the dining room, pushing the casement windows outward.
Hell nah. Motherfucking dolphins flipping and shit right at your doorstep.
He watches in awe.
Rihanna would go crazy for this type of SeaWorld entertainment for free.
I didn't rain on his parade. Little did he know, Ree's been plotting already to mention a second property on the beach, ready to take all my little brother's money.
What's so funny, Bash?
Benji questions. I throw my hand up, unwilling to disclose such news. He would never go for it. His privacy means too much for that. Nothing, dude. I move into the area of focus, the office. Let's finish setting up this desk so I can tear you up in some basketball.
Oh, okay. That's your best bet because I would drag you in football.
Of course he would. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league, leaving most in the dust experiencing vertigo-like symptoms. We take our time in silence, assembling piece after piece. I got tired of working from the bed, adding unnecessary stress onto my back. One of the main features of this home was the size of this room, allowing me to have all my essentials set up in one place in case I chose not to work from the office. The whole setup for the executive desk takes over an hour. Very good to be dealing with solid wood and several attachments. After our laborious work session, we decide to take a 10-minute walk. Sean doesn't care for the fanfare and paparazzi, so we choose to utilize one of the best features of this home, a secret set of steps located right off the side of the house. It's perfect because it hides the walkway and my sidewalk. Even with us being virtually unseen, Sean still disguised himself by wearing a hoodie and some expensive-ass shades. Benji doesn't fret about being recognized, as he usually just ignores people when they stare. The sun going down for the night showcases just how beautiful the scenery of the Pacific Coast Highway is, making me reflect on Imani. Her love for water, the way it takes her away into a peaceful place.
Damn, watch your step,
Sean fusses, bringing me out of my reverie as I scuff his new kicks by accident. Sean, don't make me two-piece you out here, I say calmly, meaning every word. Our fights back in the day were legendary, because his mouth could take me there in mere seconds. This time is no different. Sean continues with the slick talk, leaving me questioning which direction my younger brother was trying to go. I'm saying, Sean, your tone is borderline disrespectful at times. Just watch how you say certain things, bruh. I grab his arms, pulling him in to soothe the blow. Being back as a trio feels good, and I don't care to mess this up tonight. However, I do require respect, and I shall give the same in return. My bad, bro, Sean apologizes. We slap hands, squashing it right where it started. We walk into the seafood joint that's just about empty. Not much is open anymore since the whole world started shutting down. Earlier in the news, it was noted today would be our last day being able to go anywhere unless it's for emergency purposes, which is what got me on edge with my kids. As we order, I FaceTime Imani to find out what she wants to eat.
Hey, Sugar Plum,
she utters, waving excitedly into the camera. A sloppy bun sits at the top of her head. The wind whipping around her makes it hard to comprehend anything else. A few bodies in two pieces pass by on the camera. Where you at, Monty? It's a stupid question, but I ask anyway. She turns her head away from the phone, scrutinizing.
At the beach.
I motion the guys to go ahead and order whatever for me, while I walk to grab us a table.
That's not safe for you or the baby. It's getting dark, baby girl. I know, babe. It's just the water was calling me. After doing the final run-through in the condo, I noticed I forgot my surfboard.
Imani patronized Callie so much for work that she made a decision to purchase a condo out there. Now that we moved out here and are a couple, she sold the condo. I'm well aware of the walkthrough, but hesitant about her favorite toy, surfboard. Why in the world are you even attempting to carry that? Now I can see the longboard dangling under her arm. Come home, Imani. Now. This girl has been running me crazy since she's been pregnant. Miss Independent does it all on her own. The bros fall onto the bench in front of me as we hang up, with her promising to beat me home in the next 30 minutes. Benji finds humor in this. Wow, y'all not even married yet, and she not listening to you. He cackles. Sean strikes his hand in agreeance. She doesn't listen. I lean in to give them the full scoop. But she's definitely my wife. Benji goes down first, sliding out the chair. He's been around Rihanna too long. The dramatics he's exemplified since I've moved here has been through the roof.
What?
Does mom and dad know? Sean's eyes bug out as he sits up, taking all this in. Darting my orbs at the two, I answer, nah, y'all the first to know. Monty wanted to make sure we were married as soon as possible, and I agreed. The wedding will come soon, though, just not now. The guys say nothing, waiting on what, I don't know. Listen, this is to stay amongst us. We will tell them in our own time. That's cool and all, but we would have loved to celebrate your union the way that you both celebrated us. Benji co-signs for him and Sean. Yeah, but right now, we are here to celebrate you and Rihanna, the new addition that is soon to be here. Our time can wait. You and Ree? Not so much.
On the next episode of A Bennett Affair.
Chelsea. Imani lies across the carpet, looking dumbfounded by my admission. What's the real issue? This is nothing new. You know your husband thinks he got Elon Musk money. Rihanna chimes in. Exactly. That's Sean. But it ain't like y'all about to go broke. Why are you so worried? She shrugs, adjusting the curtains to block the sun from shining through. Hell, you weren't talking that yin-yang when he was throwing money at you, while you shook your ass like them girls off the tip drill video. Oh, that. What a memory she has. A pinging sound rings out as I manage to keep everything in my arms until I make it to my destination. The tone echoes through the corridor and into the kitchen. Quickly, I place the laptop onto the long bar table to catch the incoming call. Hey, my handsome little man. I welcome a smiling Cam, whose hair is disheveled in need of a lineup.
I missed you. A lot.
I watch the circular stone staircase as we rise up, each floor serving a new scenery. I missed you too, Daddy. He groans as I purred into his neck, gripping my ass cheeks, pulling me closer. Frenzied hands, shallow breathing, and our bodies hitting against another.
Enjoyed this episode? Make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on your preferred podcast station. This episode was written by Danya Marie, starring Jacoby Diem and Wesley Chabon.